Jaman, you've just started your tenure with the BPO. Can you tell me what's some of the biggest challenges facing classical music in today's age?
You know, I feel like one of the biggest issues, and you'll hear some people say this, is that the perception of classical music to a lot of people still is a very elitist group of people. And, you know, being somebody from the African diaspora and just dealing with the sort of elitist versus middle class or lower class thing, that already has kind of, you know, closed the door in a lot of people's minds to African Americans being in classical music. We're no less apt, we're no less able or capable. It's just, I know growing up specifically in a public school system in Chicago, it just seemed more or less like that thing that was beyond who we were and, you know, the area that we felt in. So one of the biggest things that I try to do is to meet people where they are and have them realize that classical music isn't as elite of a thing as it's unfortunately portrayed to be in a lot of cases. It's something that very much appeals to everyone of all backgrounds, of all areas.
Well, let's talk about you and how you got tethered up into classical music. You mentioned the Chicago public school system, but you went to a nonprofit music school, started playing violin when you were 8, and film music was something that inspired you to become a conductor. A couple of favorites that I've heard are Star Wars.
One of the reasons why I love film music so much is because film music is always accompanied by film, by picture, by thoughts, by ideas. And not that the film is necessarily telling you what to feel from the music, but they work in symbiosis and you understand it. And so presenting classical music in a way where people can identify with it in a way, I feel like is one of the best tools.
So elaborate on some more of your favorites.
I was a big Hans Zimmer fan towards the beginning. So Prince of Egypt. Lion King.
Do you ever get somebody who goes, man, if you like this, you'll like this? Do you ever get that bridge connection to some other classical music with people when you talk?
It actually happens a lot. And people are like, oh, this came from, oh, wow. You know, and there are a lot of people that unfortunately, they think of classical music and they think of things that they don't like, which to some people tends to be Baroque music. Some people it tends to be strictly Haydn or early Mozart or whatever. And so they just think that it's all boring, you know, which is unfortunate. But then you have these film score connections and then they kind of go, but I thought classical music was all this thing that I don't actually like. And then you realize that classical music is way more faceted than you originally thought.
Something for our younger listeners to note, you're a big video game fan.
Can you talk about the audience that you see when you see like something like Skyrim and this?
Yeah, it's basically, you know, the audience, it's the late 20s, early 30s audience, basically, that comes out and they hear these things and they're like, this is awesome. And I'm seeing, you know, I always say the strike of a good video game soundtrack is that it enhances gameplay. It doesn't get in the way, but you would definitely notice if it wasn't there. I always love bringing video game and film music to concert audiences, not necessarily in a way that's just kind of like, bam, here it is, just look at it. But in a way, I like to program in a way where people don't really realize that it's film or video game music. They just realize that there's a common thread and that all of these things can go together. I once did a program where I was talking about, you know, different ways of travel, you know, like water travel, space travel, all these things. And I put together some pieces. And of course, you know, there's space travel, so you put Star Wars in there. But, you know, everybody thought Star Wars. But then when they saw the program concept, they were like, but this actually fits everything else, which is all from the classical canon. How did that work? You know, and it's just these really cool things that you can do stuff like that with And so I really want to bring that to the community. I want to bring that basically to any community I go to, and let people know that there's more bridging of the gap to be had than people might think.
How long technically is your tenure here going to be in Buffalo?
Well, the contract is 1 year, and so, and I'm told that it's up for renewal, so we'll see what happens.